The imps coming forward now with Hawkridge. Hawkridge has got Habergham there. Habergham in space inside there, pulls it back, and it's an own goal! Off the Dover player, and City have the lead. It's going to break on the edge of the area. Shot is in! What a goal from little Terry Hawkridge! City 2-0 up. Are they going to take all 3 points here at Central Bank?
Danny, what a week.
Yeah, good week. Yeah, great week.
That's
great
an understatement.
Week. Yeah, no. It's a really good week. That's my favourite win. This season, without doubt, that's my favourite win. You know, when you consider the amount of physical, mental, emotional energy that we expended on Tuesday night to get to the levels that we did today and play as well as we did is testament to the players, to their resolve, to their determination, and I'm well proud of them tonight.
Tom, I was saying in commentary, successful teams, you know, in league campaigns, it's built on centre-halves, and I thought both of them were excellent tonight, the whole defence.
Yeah, I thought to a man we defended brilliantly. They ask a lot of questions of you, Dover. Obviously, they're a very direct, physical team. They play vertically, pretty much first and seconds. And what you have to do, you have to try to compete with them without getting broad into a battle. And I thought we did that. I thought we were able to compete. The plan was always to try to secure that first pass. So when they go direct, if you can deal with their direct play, then make that first pass. And we felt we could get 2v1s in wide areas. And what we wanted to try to do is get our fullbacks on the overlap, get Sean, get Ricky Miller and Moses Emmanuel as far away from our goal as possible. And that worked for us. Obviously, the first goal came from that. I thought we detached their two wide players from Ross Lafayette, and that allowed us to have a good foothold in the game.
Yeah, I mean, when you think that, you know, the front three that they've got and what they can do to teams, they actually didn't cause you too many threats. I mean, Ricky made something for himself in the first half, and second half they didn't create too much either.
No, probably just a set piece. He had a good free kick, didn't he? He's a good player. But no, we kept him a long way from our goal, and that was always the plan. And I thought that we executed that well. There was always going to come a time where we were going to tire. And that's just natural from the games that we've had. And that's the time you have to dig in. And, you know, that's the time you have to dig in and you have to dig deep. And I thought we did both of those things tonight. And we saw it out, and that obviously helped with a fantastic strike from Terry.
Yeah, and Sam Habergham must be a manager's joy. I was talking to him after the Gateshead game, and I don't want to... He said it himself, he's played 40, 50 games for the last 3 or 4 seasons. For someone like you that can rely on the fitness of a player like that and also put performances in like he has, is really important.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to bring him to the club, because he's physically strong and mentally strong. And, you know, he was fantastic. So I joke with him because I call him 7, because he's always 7 out of 10, but he was close to a 9 tonight.
And you mentioned Terry's strike, and it really caps what's been a really fine 5 or 6 weeks from him, hasn't it? Maybe not good. Had the form he wanted at the start of the season, but really in the last 5 or 6 weeks has been on top draw.
No, we've been probably harder on Terry than anyone else really in the group, because Terry's fit. Don't be mistaken with that. You look at our fitness testing that we do, he's a fit boy, he's one of the fittest in the group, and there's no doubt in his ability in possession, but now he's working ever so hard out of possession. And Nicky always says to tell, show me your pressing eyes, tell. And we spoke to him before, because, you know, we spoke to all the players that had played Tuesday and wanted to know where they were physically. He assured us he was in the right place and proved that with his performance.
And just one goal conceded in this week in the 3 games.
Yeah, good. That's better, isn't it? Yeah, 2 clean sheets. We've been waiting long for a clean sheet. Sometimes when you keep when you've gone a little while without keeping a clean sheet, once you keep one, it can give you a start. And the defenders like clean sheets. And once they've got one, then they really fight for the next one. And then you can get on a run. And, you know, our teams have always been able to do that. And that's going to be very important for us for what's to come.
And what about Matt Reid at half-time? Is that an injury, or is that more a tactical thing?
No, that was just precautionary. You know, we knew the big one was only going to be able to do so much for us. You know, when you're the physical profile that he is, and you're in as many collisions as he is in a game, he's in more collisions than any other player by quite a long way. So there's only so much that he can do when the games are coming thick and fast, and that's just what it is.
I know you're going to say game at a time and all those sorts of things, but 5 points clear now going into the weekend's games, that's a fantastic position to be in.
Yes, but nothing's won in January.
I knew you were going to be short with that one, so I could get a longer answer because I know you're waxed lyrical about this. 6,500, something like that, which is the vast majority of the Lincoln fans.
Fantastic, you know, they bought. I was interested to see how they would come tonight. I was, and I knew that they would be really, really.
Stacey West.
I know. I said to Terry after, I said, I've been busting the gut all week to get that, for the last few weeks to get that Stacey West stand full. And Terry scores and comes and celebrates in front of the dugout. So, but no, we hadn't got that far in the tactical plan, unfortunately. I would have told him to go and dive in there. But no, it was great. It was brilliant. You know, I thought the supporters again, and the games are coming thick and fast for them as well. I thought they brought their A game, and so congratulations to them for their mental resolve as well.
And just a couple of final ones for me. Any, you were talking about signings in the press conference, you say not before tonight, but anything you're hoping for, Barrow?
We're hopeful. Yeah, we'd like to get one in. It'd be a chance to breathe now, really, and a focus a bit more on recruitment. When the games come as fast as they have been, the focus is always on the opposition. So we have to reduce the amount of time that we put towards recruitment. So it's just prioritising in weeks like this. But we've got today and tomorrow now, me and my wife and my family, we're going down to York.
Yeah, I was going to say, is she looking forward to a day in York tomorrow?
She's looking forward to a day
so
in York.
So you're going shopping and she's going to the football?
Well, we're going to hopefully spend some time together in the morning. And then we're going to, maybe just find a game if there's one on.
Are anyone playing there?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. No, maybe Barrow.
No, I don't know. No.
But look, finally, a fantastic week for the football club, really, on and off the pitch.
Yeah, I think so. It's been great. You know, the buzz around this place is unbelievable, and the supporters and their passion and the what it means to them makes all of us in that dressing room want to really work hard for them.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire Sport.